At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
State is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Canes, who are set to open up their season on Sunday in a top 10 matchup with Notre Dame. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard right here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. Week one in college football began last night with USF upsetting 25th-ranked Boise State 34-7. And tonight, FIU will host Bethune. Kickoff from Pitbull Stadium is at 7. In the NFL, the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay. Dallas gets defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round picks. Parsons will sign a four-year, $188 million contract with $136 of that in guarantees, making him the highest-paid non-QB in league history. Dallas will open up the season on Thursday in Philly. And the Marlins beat the Mets 7-4, game two of the four-game series this night with the first pitch at 7:10 from Citi Field. The Joe Rose Show continues now. And let's head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to him. Alex Donna, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, also does the post game for QAM for the Miami Hurricanes, getting set for Sunday night. Man, what should be a lot of fun between Notre Dame coming down here at Hard Rock Stadium to play the University of Miami. And Alex joins us right now. And, man, all this yap all off season, and here we are a couple days away. Everybody's breaking this down and experience versus the unknown, but it looks like Mario's talked about this by far being the best all-around team he feels he's ever had. What's kind of the key for you when you look at this? I know you've been asked by everybody's brother. When you break it down, what will be the key for the Canes to win this game?
Yeah, I think the first thing, and Joe, thank you for having me as always, you have to be able to limit Notre Dame's rushing attack. For a number of reasons. I mean, Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price are, you know, very hyped up. This is people calling them the best running back duo in the country, and maybe they are. So you have to try to limit them, you know, keep them from completely going off. And then the other reason why you want to do that, Joe, is Notre Dame would love nothing more than to see their running game be in complete control for four quarters so they can take all that pressure off their first-time starting quarterback, C.J. Carr. I mean, how much easier could Notre Dame make his life if he doesn't, you know, have to be dropping back on third downs and long when Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor are in his face? So, you know, if Miami can keep that Notre Dame running game a little bit bottled up, you can put some extra pressure on CJ Carr and try to rattle him, because it's a tall task for someone who has not started a single collegiate game in his career to have to step into a situation like this in a top 10 environment in what should be a hostile environment, we hope and we think, at Hard Rock Stadium. That's a tough spot to put CJ Carr in. So I start there. And then on the flip side, Joe, Miami, I believe, is also going to need to run the football, and I think they can. I think an advantage Miami is going to have is their offensive line against a very good Notre Dame defensive line, but one that doesn't have, you know, the largest of bodies. They've got two guys in their D-line rotation, only two who are over 300 pounds. One of them is at 302. I think Miami's O-line is going to be able to lean on them a little bit, and hopefully Mark Fletcher, yeah, Jordan Lyle, and Shamar Brown are going to be able to pick up some yards.
So I guess we're all kind of curious, and we haven't talked about Carson Beck, but besides Carson Beck, who I think will be fine, he's got to have some receivers to throw to and get some separation. Who do you look at for this first game when we go out there? Because I don't think any of us know for sure. Who will be his number one and two targeted players that ends up having the best games in the passing game for week one for Carson Beck?
I think Elijah Lofton has got to be one of them, if not the guy, you know, Miami's tight end, you know, against Notre Dame's corners who are physical. They love to play man. They don't give you a lot of space, Joe. And I know we remember in the college football playoff when they beat Penn State in the semifinal. Now, part of this, I think, was an indictment on Penn State not having the best receivers last year. But Notre Dame didn't allow a single reception by a wide receiver for Penn State in that game. So it can be very difficult. I don't think that's going to be the case this Sunday. I think Miami is going to get some catches for their wide out, but I think someone like Elijah Lofton, Joe, who is just so versatile, you know, Shannon Dawson says about Lofton, the ball just finds him. I've heard him say that a couple times about Elijah. I think he's going to be a really important target at tight end or wherever else he's lining up. I think that's number one. And then also, Joe, and you were alluding to it, you know, I look at guys who have some experience. You know, for as excited as we've been and should be about true freshmen like Malachi Toney and Josh Moore, who have had really excellent training camps, but for a game like this, I look at a guy like C.J. Daniels, Joe, who's a six-year senior transfer, you know, played his football at LSU in the SEC last year, so he's played in some big games, some big moments. He's got a ton of experience. I think this is the type of game where a C.J. Daniels really needs to step up. So I look at a couple of those guys, and listen, I want the ball being spread around, believe me, but if C.J. Daniels and Elijah Lofton can set the tone, I think that can take Miami's passing game a long way.
What do you expect from Carson Beck? Everybody's got an opinion. When they talk nationally, they literally, he's one of the top three or four topics. Obviously, Arch Manning's always number one. But Carson Beck and just how good he was, and then the little shots about the foreign car that he drives and that stuff. But what do you expect from Carson Beck?
I think it's a blessing that Miami is able to open up their season in a game this big with a quarterback that experienced, Joe. And I know that people from the outside in who either they love to hate on Carson Beck or they love to hate on Miami, there's a lot of those haters out there in both of those cases, will say, hey, through 12 interceptions last year, the guy's turnover prone. Well, I mean, the year prior to that, when he actually had pass protection, a running game, and receivers who were up to Georgia's standards in 2023 compared to 2024, when his receiving core led the nation in drops, in 2023, he only threw six interceptions. He took care of the football. And I think that's what he needs to do, Joe, on Sunday. Now, you know, I think both of these secondaries are really good. You know, Notre Dame's is, you know, pretty familiar to what they had last year. Miami's is completely revamped. Both secondaries have talent. Maybe there's going to be an interception or two on both sides. But I think Carson Beck taking care of the football, playing with poise, Joe. But I think he's got to hit a couple of big throws down the field as well. And I would probably trust, you know, the guy who's 24-3 in his career and will be playing against a top 10 opponent for the eighth time in his career. He's 5-2 in those situations. I would probably trust Carson Beck more to do that than the guy on the other side who is 0-0 so far in his college career. So I poise, take care of the football, and be the leader that I think he is. I think Beck has had a really good offseason. I think he's motivated. I think the change of scenery has lit a fire under him, and I don't think he's got to light up the stat sheet, Joe. I'm not looking at like 350 yards and five touchdowns, but I think if he can throw for 200, a touchdown or two, take care of the football, I think that can be a difference in this game.
You know, Donald, you were talking and makes a great stuff, and really appreciate all this stuff. It's really interesting that the secondary has been a problem. I mean, they've been at times god awful last year, especially towards the end of the year. It was so bad. I didn't know if it was mental mistakes or guys just were getting beat that bad at times. It was third and 12 and other teams are getting 18, 19, like it was a short pass. You see these guys running around now and with a new coordinator, simplify things so everybody's on the same page, but with a lot of experience too. With these guys they have, you just feel a lot better about the defensive secondary, don't you?
Yeah, especially, you know, with the physicality of profiles like Xavier Lucas and OJ Frederick, that, you know, you trust these guys a little bit more not to give up big time space. And Notre Dame's got some good receivers, Joe, Jermaine Greathouse, who had a good year last year. They brought in Malachi Fields from Virginia, who's a big physical target who transferred in there. So I think our guys are going to be up to the task, Joe. I mean, Frederick is over 6 foot, over 200 pounds, plays physical. Xavier Lucas, same thing, physical. I think Miami's only got one guy, maybe two now in their defensive secondary who are below 6 feet tall. It's mostly long physical players and the unit's completely transformed. I mean, I was listening, Joe, the other day to, you know, one of the more prominent college football analysts out there, Josh Pate, who's now with On Three Sports. And, you know, he mentioned some of the intel that he's gotten coming from, you know, Miami people in the Miami facility is not only is Miami's defensive secondary revamped, but people in Coral Gables feel like now that could be a strength of the football team, that they think they've turned it around that much. And yeah, Sunday's going to be the first big test for that.
And we just take it for granted, but you hit it first. This thing, when you talk about strength, last year and this year of the Miami Hurricanes team, we talk O-line, and that hasn't changed. They really got to dominate. They have to – there's got to be time to throw, but they do need to have a good game running the football with two of those three running backs over 220 pounds. They need to run it inside and pound people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not negotiable, and that's why – I'm and who knows the first game of the season, Joe, in terms of what the score is going to look like. Is it going to be a high scoring game, a low scoring game? Sometimes the first game can be unpredictable, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be a lower scoring game, Joe. Like, you know, I'm looking at, I think my official pick for this one is Miami 23-20, or maybe I could go 24-21, something like that. I think they're going to go under the 49.5, which, you know, the Hard Rock app that Vegas has set for this one. But yeah, I don't think either side is going to win this game if they can't run. I think that that's non-negotiable in a matchup like this, where both coaches, Cristobal on Miami's side and Marcus Freeman on the other side, they love to have big physical lines of scrimmage and big time running attacks.
I will say this. I've been on this and I believe it at the college level, as well as the pro level experience. There's something to be said for experience. And Notre Dame's coming in after playing in that national championship game. You agree with that? There's something to be said for being on the road and winning games. And some of those guys, or a lot of them, are actually back on this team.
Yeah, and also for what it's worth, and, you know, it's a completely different group of people in that building, but they just won, you know, a playoff game at Hard Rock Stadium, you know, about, 7 or 8 months ago, the one against Penn State. So for, you know, they're all the players who are returning to that lineup will be able to visualize, hey, the last time we were in this building, we came away with a big victory. But then, of course, Miami fans, and I'll never forget this, Joe, because I was in the stadium, you know, 2017 on that November night. That was the loudest I've ever experienced.
Yeah, we need that again. That's a good point.
It was crazy. So, you know, again, I know Notre Dame, these players remember winning a game in that building several months ago, but Miami fans need to recreate what we had in that building back in 2018. But I agree with you. There's no substitute for experience. And, you know, on the Miami side, obviously, to be able to have guys like Carson Beck, who's been in big games, CJ Daniels, the receiver coming out of LSU, a guy like Keontae Scott coming out of Auburn, Jacoby Thomas coming out of Tennessee, you know, to be able to have some game to some players on the Miami side with experience in really big games, I think can help us.
Loud and humid, man. That's the new thing. Loud and humid is about as whatever maximum number you can get that night. Just where it's a sweat box in there is will be fun. Hey, this one's going to be a lot of fun. What a great kickoff for both Notre Dame and the Miami Hurricanes. Alex, thank you so much, bud. Appreciate you coming on.
Joe Hollywood, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much. And like you said at the top, we're getting tired of talking about this. We just want to see the football on Sunday. Then we'll break down whatever happens.
You got it. Alex Dono, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast, does a great job. We're not done. Don Bailey Jr. also join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And Mike Florio will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. One of the biggest trades a week before the start of the NFL season I can remember was made yesterday. So we'll be talking more about that as well. All that stuff straight ahead. We'll be right back after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Miami Football Reports on WQIM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs. Day or evening, hands-on training line with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today, Joe.
All right. Hey, not to take away from any college football, including the three or four really sexy games that we're going to have starting at 12 o'clock tomorrow. And not to mention all the games last night, and Woody's floating around here because South Florida actually looked really good and did a nice job against Boise State, pounded them last night. But also, this news coming out yesterday, we kind of heard Green Bay, you know, they've been talking, and they go, hey, right now the Cowboys are listening to what NFL teams are offering for Micah Parsons. And I was like, they're just trying to. They're trying one last time, trying to leverage a little bit. Like, we'll trade you if you don't want to be here. Offer's pretty good. And apparently Micah Parsons says, I want out of here, man. I'm done. Green Bay comes in with an offer. Woody, has this happened very through your memory's a lot better than mine. You remember a week before?
No, is this
the best defensive
this might be the
player?
Biggest trade in, I mean, ever. Like, it's right up there, right? I mean, you talk about this guy, Joe. I don't know where you like. Was he top five
player?
Player, I mean,
maybe. I don't know, because
well, he's number one outside of quarterbacks.
Well,
right. I mean, I think you'd put him either one or two, or he's the highest paid non-quarterback now.
He would definitely be the number one defensive player. And if you like Myles Garrett,
he's a very valuable player.
But those two to me are by themselves how good they are.
The whole thing was very bizarre though. They jerked him around and then Jerry Jones comes out and says, we're trying to stop the run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I guess if they're doing a little bit of that reset thing, because they,
I don't know though,
they're going to try to hit everybody with the reset. The prices were too much. We had to, this offer was too good. We got a frontline defensive tackle and we're getting two first round picks from Green Bay.
It still doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I know the defensive tackle they got is a good player, but Parsons is kind of on the next level, right? I mean, the guy's
You may not find another guy that can do all the things
those
he can
picks
do.
And you want to keep your own guy, and he's young.
He's young.
Right.
Tread left on the tires. You're right.
A very strange deal. I love it for Green Bay, though.
Hey, by the way, Green Bay not acting like Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay doesn't go out and sign.
Oh, they're all in, huh?
Like the highest paid free agent outside of a quarterback ever. They don't do things like this. And then on top of that, they haven't been drafting they wouldn't draft a wide receiver in the first round. And so they've been hurting the production of the quarterback. Well, they go out and draft a guy in the first round, a wide receiver, and now they go get Micah Parsons, who, man, it's just didn't see that one coming. I heard it, but I was like, no way. You finally draft a guy that's just
right?
Good. Yeah, like you're going to collapse like everybody else did. Nobody's going to want to miss a check in the NFL. You don't get them back. And he went for the power move, and it worked.
Give him to a team that you're going to run into, perhaps. It's going to be in your way.
That's the other thing.
Kind of really stupid.
Short of your own division, the fact that, if you're both good. Now, I know how good they are.
Dallas?
They're clearly the third best team to me in their division.
I think the problem is that they also have a quarterback that's kind of seems like he's run his course, right? It's almost like the Tannehill thing with that guy. He's
Dak Prescott.
Hey, like he's middle of the road.
You want to hear a crazy one? Dak Prescott, to me, some people love him and some think he's the most overrated quarterback in the world for what he's making. Everybody's all over. Would you agree? Everybody's kind of all over the board on this guy.
That's why he kind of reminds me of like our guy here. Like it's like, you know, can he play? Is he good enough?
He's had some bad games and of the biggest games. He's had some terrible games. But you know what? Whatever he's done, he's the highest paid quarterback in football.
Well, he puts up numbers because they put a lot of weapons around him over the years, right? He's got one of the best receivers in football.
He does have a good one. I don't know how good they're going to be. I'll tell you what.
Done well with that offensive line.
Isn't this great for football, though? This whole thing's great for football. Can Green Bay overtake Detroit? I mean, just this whole thing is this going to be fun. Is New England going to be that good? Like everybody, this love affair everybody has with the Patriots, that all of a sudden now everything's calmed down with Belichick's finally gone, and they had a big amount of money for free agency, huge amount of money. And they went out and got a lot of guys. And they overpaid for a lot of dudes that are good players now. They are good players and drafted a tackle with their first pick. Yeah. This whole thing is
Green Bay just said, we think we're good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Yes. That's what they did. They went out and said, we think we're at a point. We got a pass rusher and we're really going to be good on both sides of the football.
With a quarterback that nobody talks about.
And I will tell you,
he seems to be just off the radar.
Green Bay has done it mostly through, they're one of the original teams to ever change everything through the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Now they added a big, big, big piece just now, but they have said, hey, we're staying with the draft. And looks like now the Miami Dolphins are going to go back to the draft with this new thing that they're talking about with the reset. So anyway, we're off the reset. There is a little bit of news from the Miami Dolphins that we're going to get into. And of course, we're going to have Don Bailey Jr. join us here in just a few minutes. So, you know, my biggest question now for this game coming up. If you believe, and I do believe, that Achan and Tyreek Hill are going to be ready to go for this game. I mean, they have been, it's been over a month now. They've been resting these guys. And they said, no, they're ready to go. So go, okay. How about Darren Waller? Said all those things yesterday, the day before, and hey, I'm ready to go. He missed two full camps, and he really did. Listen, he missed camp. You can talk about him on the side doing some work and running around and stretching, but he missed. He didn't play any preseason. He didn't do any joint practice stuff. He didn't do it the year before. He went on a team, took the year off, and comes back at 33. And no matter what, I mean, I know he's a great athlete, and everybody's told me what a great athlete he is. I've heard that a zillion times. I'm just curious what he's going to look like if he does play next week against the Colts for a guy that's been out that long.
I do have this gut feeling that Tyreek is going to have a monster, at least a monster game, but I hope a monster year. Don't you? Just a little bit. Like, he's got to be hearing the stuff.
I think Tyreek's hearing the noise. I think Tyreek's going to have a big year. And I'm not worried about his relationship with this guy or that guy. he's on a mission to get his value back up.
Yeah.
And
one more deal. You,
by the way,
finishing deal.
They are on a mission and know how important he is to get going in this offense. We can talk about running game, and it's important. It'd be great to get back to what we did a couple years ago at 130 something yards a game, and the year that the combination of Mostert and Achan had together was phenomenal. One of the best 1-2 years in the history of this franchise. It was great. But it really, I always go by, hey, you can disagree with me, but you gave one guy 30 and the other like $28 million a year. Waddle, this thing starts and it's going to finish with Waddle on one side and Tyreek Hill on the other. And it's not me. It's where the money.
Waddle should have a big year too, by the way. How about guys that should have big years?
I think they go
way
over.
They're both
way
due
over
for
their numbers.
Backs.
Yeah.
They are both due for big bounce backs. By the way, we got to go off to a DBJ here. Someone brought this up. I don't know. Did you see the picture yesterday? Luca and Parsons did a jersey swap. So they had the picture.
Come on.
Dallas lost their two best players.
I heard that last night. I didn't even think of that. And wow. The Mavs might be really good without him this year.
They're not going to be really good without him.
The Mavs might be a top four team in the West without him.
Uh-huh. Because you think Cooper Flagg's going to be that good?
I think he's going to be really good.
Okay.
What do you think he's going to average? 8 points a game?
I don't think he's going to be anything close to Luka for a long time. I happen to think Luka's a generational type talent.
He'll defend more.
Guy is. Oh, you're a defending guy now?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I traded
Parsons.
They got to stop the run, right?
Yeah.
Like Jerry said, we got to get rid of Parsons. We
see
stop
that?
The run.
Both teams are doing the same thing.
Smart
right there.
Smart moves.
Atlantic Men's Clinic. Hey, it's Friday. A lot of you guys are dragging. It's okay, man. It's normal. You're dragging because you have low T. Some of you getting ready for another weekend going, oh, my God, my sex drive is gone. There is nothing there. You got ED. It's normal. Happens to every guy out there. ED and low T will happen to every guy out there. It doesn't matter. It gets everybody sooner or later. Sometimes guys get it in their 40s. Sometimes get it in their 50s. Usually it's slam dunk in your 60s and on. So I just want to let you know, if you have it and you want to get rid of it like I did about 14 months ago, I want you to call and set up an appointment today with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Now, you're not in for good results. You're in for great results. Talking firsthand. Take the T, the PSA test. And by the way, if medically advised, take a test dose. You meet with their professionals. You tell them the truth of what you're going through, because if you don't, they can't help you. And then on top of that, they look at all the numbers and they're going to put you on a program where you get great results. Number one question I'm always asked, how long before I'll notice a difference? Quickly. Your energy level goes back up. All those things you've been going through, even like sometimes you feel half depressed, like, why am I feeling like this? Low T can really mess with you, man. And ED, where all of a sudden it was hit and miss on the weekends, and now it's just nothing's working. Well, you can get rid of it if it bothers you and you don't want to just take the little blue pill all the time. I want you to call Atlantic Men's Clinic and set up all that testing. Meet with their professional staff. Call 877-455-7300. The most important appointment is the first one, to go down there and at least listen to what they have to say, how quickly, write down all your questions and go meet with them. Now, even better yet, they have 7 locations in South Florida. I go to the Plantation location, but I want you to tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. Go to Hollywood. It's a great location, really good location. It's brand new. Again, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. I promise you this, Atlantic Men's Clinic will give you great results. And it will happen quickly. Set it up today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Island Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. When the man's not taking care of South Florida's flooring, the man is getting ready for Canes football. Canes radio analyst Don Bailey Jr., the big sexy, joins us this morning. DBJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. You ready? You ready for a good weekend?
Man, I tell you what, I am so glad that game is. I can enjoy all day tomorrow watching games and not worry and not get emotional and then get ready for that game Sunday night. It's just going to be unbelievable. Everybody's been talking about it, experience, but they're on the road, although they've had some success down here recently in the playoffs. But I did want to ask you, and I left this, and I stayed away from this with Alex Donnell. Turnovers, brother. I know nobody likes to hear it, but a lot of these frigging games come down to turning the ball over and where you turn the ball over and making sure it's not a defensive score.
Well, ask Notre Dame about turnovers. They were plus 18 last year, Joe. They were fifth in the country, had a bunch of pick sixes, and I think that was, if you pick a category aside from quarterback run for Notre Dame last year, the takeaway category is what put them in the playoffs.
Wow. Did not know that number, but I know you and I talk about, You get sloppy in college football now, or hell, the NFL or anywhere else. You right. turn it over three or four times. I mean, I don't know if coaches talk about anything else except like, hey, guys, we got to take care of the ball. I mean, you can't. And by the way, the special team scores and the defensive scores, that feels like two touchdowns, doesn't it?
It does, because, you know, it just sucks all the momentum away from you. And now you're wondering what the heck to do to start playing catch up. And that was their model last year. They played phenomenal special teams, defense that allowed them to take the football away and add possessions, and the quarterback run game. And that's what it was. And I don't want to take anything away from their backfield, because those two guys are as good a pair as there is in the country with Love and Price. But overall, you know, it took every phase for them to win the games that they won last year, but it paid off. It got them to the playoff game, the championship game.
One area they're real strong at is their secondary. Obviously, yep. They've got some areas where they're really good. Defensive secondary is great. What wide receivers are we looking for that could have big games and will play a lot and get some targets? Who I know he's going to rotate a lot of guys. Any one or two guys you think could really have a good game?
You know, Joe, I think that at the end of this month and the end of September, or really, let's say the end of the first three games, they're going to have that position kind of solidified. I think right now, when you go into a game of this magnitude and this environment, you got to look to a guy that you brought in like C.J. Daniels, who's going into his sixth year, who was at LSU last year, had a tour of the Southeastern Conference. He's a guy that's got 148 catches in his career, bagged 42 of those last year at LSU. So, I mean, he's a big, tall, experienced guy that's been in this type of environment. The Marion kid who came to us from BYU, he's full of speed. He had a, you know, kickoff return guy that had points and as a preseason All-American there. He's the one that comes up. And then you're just going to have to figure out where does JoJo work in, or where does Tony work in? Where does Ray work in, right?
Yeah.
Where does Josh Moore, all 6'4" of them, who, you know, listen, there's going to come a day when he's going to be a feature. But I don't know what it's going to be, and I think the tight end in a big game like this is going to play a part too.
Yeah. And then one of the strengths is always the offensive line. They really need to not only neutralize Notre Dame, but they need to get after with a running game. So there's not where Carson Beck has to throw third and nines every time he drops back.
They're aware of that. You know, there's no question. Coach Mirabal makes them aware of what needs to be done, and they work at it. And, you know, fortunate for Miami, they picked up James Brockenmeyer from TCU, and he's a guy that's going into his fifth year who's upgraded that center spot. And, you know, Markell Bell, good news, bad news, last year was able to start five games, so it put him in a great position at left tackle. But I don't know if there's a better right side in America than Cooper and Maui Noah. You know, those two guys combined are pushing 60 starts, and both of them are on the Outland watch, and they're big and powerful. And, you know, that's the foundation pieces right there is Cooper and Maui Noah.
How do you feel now that you've seen the defense run around out there? I know you're out there a lot. You feel equally good about the D-line, linebackers, and secondary?
The secondary has grown on me the last couple of weeks, you know, because they're starting to find the two deep. And I think a lot of this credit has to go with to Coach Cristobal, really, to reorganize in that side of the football. He brings in Corey Heatherman, who's a bona fide teacher, and a guy that you know, helps the players understand and is very basic. And I think this is a good move in his drills. I mean, it's about pursuit. It's about taking the football away. It's about tackling. Foundational football is worked on every single day, and they've plug in some outstanding talent. You know, we can go through each level if you want, but there's guys that can play. And I'm interested to see how much faster this group plays. But more importantly, you know that, in my opinion, Notre Dame's going to come out and try and formation them to death to see if they bite on any of it and can get them out of position. And I don't think they will. I think that they are going to be poised in the situation. But how do you know how these guys, I think there's nine guys that came in on that side of the football. How do you know where those guys are going to fit in this environment? Everybody talks, you know, the secondary. To me, the secondary is like the offensive line where you got to have reps together. The more reps you have together, the better communication. And, you know, that's not good. There's not a ton of reps together as a unit there. So they've been learning on the fly, and I'm sure we'll find out early how Notre Dame is going to test them. But they got to challenge them with a first-year quarterback, too.
How do you feel about the three defensive tackles, unless you're going to throw a fourth one in there for me? How do you feel about those guys?
I think Justin Scott, the five-star from last year, is adapted well. I think he was a legitimate five-star talent in high school. I think that he's gotten a lot stronger and understands the position now. I think he's a guy that's going to continue to grow and get better, and he has to. You know, to me, the Blake kid that they brought from La Tech, he's a big-bodied guy that is not quite as active, but he's certainly strong in the middle. And really the one that I think needs to just have a fantastic year is Ahmad Moten. You know, he's a 300-pounder. He's a pure run stopper. He got a couple starts last season. And it's time for him to be one of the old school guys where Miami, you know, was able to pump out defensive tackles to the NFL. And it's time for him to do that. And, you know, of course, the edges with Mezidor and Bain are, you know, just as good as you can ask for. And I'm not going to overlook Armando Blunt, Joe. You know, the kid from Central who's in his second year. He's
like 15 years old. He graduated. It's a crazy story.
He was bringing a lunchbox to practice.
I heard that every time somebody says his name, he had a zillion sacks in high school, and they're going, yeah, he's like 15. I'm like, what the hell? He graduated early for it. It's crazy.
You're not wrong. He showed at UM at 16 years old.
Get out of here.
Check it. I'm telling you. He was an early enrollee that came in January, and he was 16. I mean, he just got his driver's license.
He got some great bend. I'll tell you what, he's bend, man. That guy, he can bend. He is gonna be something, but you are funny today, man.
It's true, man. It's true. I'm telling you. I wouldn't make that up.
Oh gosh. Okay. Hey, listen, man. You
you needed one today. See, I got you laughing. Joe, you needed one.
Oh man.
Everybody's too serious today. Oh,
serious today. Should have seen my yesterday. What a crap show that was yesterday. Oh man. Whatever it was, the reload, the relift, whatever it was yesterday. Oh my God. Hey, DBJ, have a good one, man. I can't wait to see how this team hopefully get off to a great start. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Have a great weekend, man.
All right. Thanks. Tom Bailey Jr., Canes radio analyst. And by the way, if you need some flooring, and I know a lot of people doing it and stuff out there and commercial and stuff, go to DBJ. He and his partners and his staff. And when Don Bailey Jr., matter of fact, I'll do one better. If Don Bailey Jr. isn't at camp, when he comes back, the people work under him tells me he goes out on calls. Go, I am interested, but Don Bailey Jr. needs to come to my house, and I will buy. But I need to have Don Bailey Jr. because I want to talk some Canes as well as get my flooring. That's a promise. And you tell him when you call, Joe Rose said, DBJ, I'll just wait. Let me know when he's free. I want DBJ to come to my house. I'm dead serious about that. I didn't even tell him I'm doing that, and he's going, what the? Is he doing right now?
Did you get that pre-approved?
No, DBJ.
Why don't you tell people too that after they do all that, then he'll just give them the credit card to go out and buy dinner too?
Because I did it once, and by the way, I still owe him. I still owe him whatever that check was. No, he wouldn't take my.
Why don't you take him out to dinner?
I did. Cliggy's Carts, man. Before we get to this 9 o'clock hour, and of course, Mike Florio is going to join us. I got to tell you about the coolest thing I've ever seen when it comes to golf carts. And I'm talking fun golf carts. I'm talking about going out and enjoying yourself tonight with your family and going out and cruising around. And listen, we got a lot of golf cart communities now all over South Florida. And that's why it's a great time to tell you about a cart like you've never seen in your life, especially for the price. Cliggy's Carts, featuring Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options. They can move. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety, so you don't have to worry about the kids and some crazy accident when you're not around. With aluminum frames, they don't rust, adjustable front seat, And over six, well, they got six seat models. No one else makes those. Adjustable front seat to them. They got four seaters too. No one else offered this. Custom paint jobs in your favorite team colors. They'll do that after you make the buy and get you all set up in your favorite team. Cliggy's Carts are located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I truly mean this because I've been with Cliggy's for a while now. I don't care if you're in Jupiter or down in South Dade. It's worth it for you to take a family drive, take everybody up there, and go to the showroom and take one for a test drive that you like. I promise you, you will buy after that. That's Okeechobee, right next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Call 877-CLIGGY'S or visit CliggysCarts.com. That's Cliggy's, K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. Cliggy's, slashing prices. They're going to make it worth your trip up there. Hey, I want to let you know on top of everything else and just how cool they are. You'll absolutely fall in love when you see them. Cliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida this weekend. Take a little time. If you're in the market right now for that nice cart you promised the family, make sure you check out and make it a Cliggy's cart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.